In the name of Jesus, amen. The wrath of God is never more evident, nor is it more powerful, nor is it more revealed than it is on this day. Forsaken by God, crucified there on the cross, the wrath of God against the sins of all mankind, against your sin and against my sin, is poured out on His Son, Jesus Christ, as He thirsts, as He suffers, as He gasps for breath, as He gives up His Spirit. And yet we call this Good Friday. Good in what aspect and in what regard? To see that terrifying punishment, that meting out of justice that God does against sin. What is good about that picture? It is, in fact, all good. And it is good for you. As Christ Jesus is arrested there on the night when He was betrayed, He is arrested for you. As He stands before all of the various authorities, putting up with their questioning, with their mocking, with their slapping, with their striking, He does it for you. As He is mocked by the soldiers, the crown of thorns forced down upon His brow, He stands there for you. As He is whipped, as He is scourged, each lash biting into His back, blood flowing forth, muscles being torn apart, weakened almost to the point of death at that point, He does it for you. As He stumbles to the cross to carry it to the hill, unable to even lift it up and finish the journey under the weight of it, He walks along that road, bleeding and broken and stumbling for you. As He is thrown upon that rough wood, the nails driven into His hands and into His feet, it is for you. Hoisted up, gasping for breath, thirsting, being offered only sour wine, He hangs there, bleeding and dying, mocked for you. And as He gives up His Spirit, as He breathes His last and commends His Spirit into His Father's hands, He does it for you. That is what makes Good Friday good. All that Christ Jesus does, all that we have heard about in the Passion account, all that you know from the Scriptures, Christ Jesus does it for you. There is not a sin that He does not bear to that cross. There is not a trespass that is not forgiven by His blood. There is not a sinner in this world outside of His grace and His mercy and His forgiveness. Christ Jesus died this day for you. As the two banners say here up front, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. He did that for you. And you are now indeed righteous in God's eyes because of His Christ Jesus' suffering and death. You now stand blameless before God all the days of your life, every sin covered over. You are now a son or daughter, an heir to all that Christ Jesus' blood purchased. You can go before Him as your Heavenly Father, knowing that Christ Jesus has done everything for you. We go before Him this evening as His dear children, beloved and covered over by the blood and the righteousness of Christ, bold to pray to our Heavenly Father as Christ Jesus has taught us. We join together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.